Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
Hello and welcome to another Financial Flight Plan podcast. I'm Mark Haywood, joined today by Bree Reyes, investor coach and CFP at Estes Financial Services, serving you in the Metroplex with an office in Fort Worth. Check them out online at estesfinancial.net. That's estesfinancial.net. And of course on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. You guys have all the social media covered. Bree, how's it going today?
Oh, it's going well. Going really good.
Good to hear. Today I'd like to get into a question from the audience, so to speak. You know, we know that you enjoy listening to this podcast, and we know we always love here at the firm to get your listener questions. We want to know what questions you have about the financial world, about your own finances, and so from time to time, we just like to check in, see what you're thinking. So today, I'd like to take a question from James in Fort Worth. He says, ooh. I'd like for my wife to be, anytime it starts with this, you know it's going to be good. I'd like for my wife to be more involved in our retirement planning. But she's always hated any financial advisors that we've met. Any suggestions?
Ooh, this is a good question. Okay, first of all, James, thank you for sending a question in. Everybody, send us questions. Facebook, call. We need them. I love answering them. So please, 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 more questions. So James, thank you for your question. Yes, I have a ton of suggestions. You know, finding a good financial advisor, certified financial planner, you're building a relationship. And the more you like someone, the more you don't dread going to them. For example, I had a dentist I wasn't a giant fan of. So then when I would need to go to the dentist, it would be the first thing I would put off for, you know, any other meeting. I'd go to the DMV before I'd go to the dentist. And then I found a dentist that I clicked with. And I love her. And I look forward to my dental appointments now. So, you know, you got to make sure your personalities work together. Before Nate was born, I interviewed 5 pediatricians because I knew I would spend a lot of time with them, especially the first year he was born. And I had to find somebody that I knew I could trust with my baby's health care, but also someone that I liked. So take the time, interview different people. Don't just go with the first person that you meet with.
Right.
And take your spouse. Because you're going to maybe click with somebody. I know my husband would click with people better than I would. So you both need to go and make sure it's a good, comfortable fit.
Yeah, it's like when you move to a new town. They say the first thing you should do is find a good mechanic, a good hair salon. And yeah, you could lump healthcare and finances into that as well. And it sort of goes both ways. I mean, you want an advisor who's going to want to, well, I would assume, Bree, that, I mean, you want to enjoy the person you're working with. So it's really important to find a good fit for both of you.
It is. We interview potential clients just as much as they interview us. And sometimes it's a great fit and sometimes it isn't. Sometimes that we're not going to be able to work well together and we're not what they need. And we can always maybe make suggestions of other places or potentially, you know, build other relationships for them. And sometimes it's just not us. And so it's very, very important to go. And it's also important to ask questions. I find a lot of people don't want to ask the tough questions because they don't want to seem rude. But this is your money. This is your future. This is the time to be a little more, I don't know how to put it, not rude, but make sure you're getting the answers to the questions that you want and make sure that you're voicing your opinion. You need to be heard right now.
And Bree, I want to dive a little bit into that idea of his and hers financial planning. I know that traditionally, not always, but traditionally, you know, maybe the man's more long-term planning, wife handles the budget, could be vice versa, but everyone has their own role and there's going to be disagreements on that. And you could disagree over the advisor that you'd like to see as well. So how do you try to help couples sort of parse through those disagreements?
Well, unless you've really, truly split everything in his and hers, it's not his and hers financial planning. It's our financial planning.
Right. Now, that's
our
huge.
Future. It is. I fully understand. I do more of the long-term planning. My husband is Mr. Budget. He is great for that. And believe it or not, we don't always agree. So we understand. Tim and I both understand. We both have a saver and a spender in our family. And he and I both are the spenders, don't tell our spouses, but they know, trust me, they know. And so it's hard. It makes my job incredibly difficult when only one half of the team is showing up to play. to talk. You know, to use a sports analogy, when we only have the defense here, we can't prepare for offense. We can't prepare for moving forward. And so when we only have the long-term planner here, and I'm saying, what's our monthly budget? And they go, I have no idea. We can't plan. We need both of you.
Right. It's important to have both parties present. I say that as if it's a fight back and forth, but you're right. You are going to disagree on certain things, and you're able at your firm, you're able to work with people to get them on the same page. I know that you wouldn't claim to be a counselor per se, but you can help kind of parse through some of that tension and get folks on the same page as, you know, as you're preparing to retirement, because that's something that you want to be on the same page about.
You know, and it truly is. No, we are not counselors, not licensed professional counselors, but
disclaimer.
I can recommend one or two. But finances in marriage are so hard, or partnerships, or even just life partners, is so hard. It's an uncomfortable conversation for a lot of people. And sometimes they don't have the conversation until they're sitting in our office. I remember we were sitting down with a couple recently, and we were talking about what their vision was for their retirement, what their dream was. And the husband says, you know, I'm buying an RV and we're traveling around to the 50 states. And the wife looked at him like he'd grown a second head and was a Martian from Mars and said, no, I'm not doing that. And he had spent years and years and years with this vision of them in a motorhome and never shared it with her. And her vision did not include a motorhome.
Wow.
But they never had that conversation until they were sitting here. And it can be eye-opening, but it's also really good to talk it out with a third party.
Right. It's important to get some of those different ideas out in the open, to be aware, and just to be able to plan for those. I mean, in that situation, if they'd had that conversation coming in to see you before it was time to retire, that would have given them the opportunity to kind of parse through those differences and reach an agreement. And I think that's something that you can help people do with their finances. As always, thank you, James, so much for sending in your question. We love getting your listener questions. You can submit them online, estesfinancial.net. Of course, you can write in on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all the social media. That's
and call us.
And call.
Too. If you hear of a topic and you just want to talk about it, call Tim or I. We'd be happy to talk with you guys.
That's right. Well, and it's easier on us if you give us the topic to talk about as well. So we'd love to be able to help. We'd love to take your questions. If you'd like to have it featured on the show, you can do so. Call in 817-444-8402. 817-444-8402. I'll give that number out again in just a second. Also, you can come in for a visit with the team. If you have differences and you're in the middle of an argument, don't fret. Come in for
come
a visit.
Come on in.
Come
we'll
in.
We'll make it fun, and we'll make it as painless as possible. And, you know, ask for referrals when you meet somebody new. Come to meetings. Come to workshops. Listen to the podcast. You know, we'll work together. We are your financial coaches.
That's
to coach
right.
you through these problems.
As you might say, Bree, down in Texas, this ain't your first rodeo. You and Tim have seen thousands of different scenarios, tackled all sorts of bizarre questions. You're well equipped to handle some of these disagreements, these questions. So stop waiting. Come in for a visit with the team. Call 817-444-8402. That's 817-444-8402.
And go out and live an abundant life.
Security is offered through Triad Advisors, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Estes Financial Services, Inc., which is not affiliated with Triad Advisors.